Raise your hand if you have as much peace in your life and if there is as much peace in the world as we need. Raise your hand if you'd like more peace in your life and in our world. Peace. In the pastor's email and on Facebook, I asked you to share what helps you experience peace and what keeps you from experiencing peace. And many of you responded, so many of you responded that I'm only giving some of your thoughts. I couldn't include them all. I grouped some of them. So please forgive me if your specific comment isn't here. As we look through people's peace experiences and definitions, see if you hear any of your own experience and their insights. I'll read the white ones and you read the yellow ones. We'll go back and forth. Life is all about relationships with God, others, even ourselves. We don't have peace when our relationships are out of sorts. I lack peace when I try to control other people and situations and when I don't forgive. Peace for me is about surrender. I'm stretched so thin at work and home, it feels like I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. This hinders peace. Someone brought me a prayer shawl from FUMC. I felt the church's love and prayers when it was wrapped around me. For me, I find peace in taking time to just be with our kids. No plans, no promises, just us playing and giggling together. When I complain and I'm negative, then I don't have peace. When I speak and act in love, then I have peace. My life is really good. And yet I find myself dissatisfied, yearning, wanting something I can't name. I'm learning that peace doesn't come from my good circumstances, many possessions, or wonderful opportunities. I'm most at peace when I'm focusing on loving God by serving others and when I show careful kindness and understanding toward others. Knowing that I am a child of God, I am loved, I am worthy, I am enough. Gazing into a candle flame, watching the sunrise, sunset, a calm lake, birds, a gentle snowfall, listening to the breeze, watching clouds, reading Jesus' words, the warm embrace of a loved one, soothing music. Seeing the reflection of the moon on Lake Superior on a clear, calm night. Peace equals, lo, I am with you always. My loving wife, no words needed, just holding and being held. Fireplace is a plus. For me, peace comes when instead of panicking when hard things happen, I determine I will deal with it with hope and a positive spirit. One step at a time. Those are pretty powerful definitions, aren't they? Do you resonate with any of those expressions of peace or lack of peace? One of the very best gifts that Christmas gives us is the gift of peace. Peace on earth, goodwill toward all. Or as the angels proclaimed in today's encounter with the shepherds, peace on earth among those whom God favors. Christmas is the dramatic reminder that Christ came into this world to bring peace to our souls, that we were created to have peace, no matter our circumstances. If in faith we will accept it, Christmas has a great gift for us, this gift of peace. And each year Christmas reminds us of God's gift to us of peace within, peace with others, and peace with God. Christmas gives us peace within. Psychologists tell us that we can't feel good about life and we can't feel good about other people until we feel good about ourselves. They call it healthy self-esteem, which is simply another way of saying that we need to be right with ourselves. One day, a young boy was coming down the hallway at his church. He had a little ceramic tray that he had made in Sunday school, and it was to be his Christmas gift to his mother. He had been working on it for several weeks and was so proud of it and was so excited to have a gift from his own hands. But as he ran down the hall, he tripped and fell, and the tray crashed to the floor and broke into several pieces. The boy was inconsolable. People tried to comfort him, but nothing they said helped. His mother arrived, and she saw what happened, and she knelt down. She hugged her little boy tightly and said to him, "I think this is fixable. We'll put it back together and see what we can make of it." Friends, isn't that what the Christmas message is all about? The world is broken into many fragrances, as are our lives. Things don't work as we hoped or planned. We get scared and fearful. Sometimes everything seems broken. And God stoops beside us, holds us, and says, "Let me help you pick up the pieces. We'll put it back together and see what we can make of it." The Christmas message is that we can be in a spirit of peace. Peace with ourselves, even in the midst of our brokenness, if we welcome the Prince of Peace into our hearts and into our lives. The shepherds, on that night so long ago, who were greeted by the angels and offered that wonderful promise of peace, they weren't promised that from that point on their lives would be easy without challenge or tribulation. And Mary and Joseph, in giving birth to the very Prince of Peace, they weren't told that that gift of peace would ensure a worry-free, painless life. In fact, they had many, many painful, scary challenges before them. The gift of peace. It's not that God steps in and solves our problems, makes life easy for us, and fulfills all our desires. The gift of peace is that in our struggles and in our pain, God is with us in every aspect of life. God walks with us. The Christmas gift of peace comes in understanding that the God who came to the world through Jesus takes the pieces of our lives and enables us to have peace within and to be genuinely okay no matter what. Christmas gives us peace within. Christmas also invites us to find peace with others. Isn't it sad how out of sorts people can get with one another, how estranged people can become, what bitter feelings people can hold toward one another? Think of all the divisiveness in our nation and in our world today, and how sad and unsettling and disturbing and wrong it is. Do you know where the custom of kissing under the mistletoe comes from? It came from the Druids in Northern Europe. They believed that mistletoe could cure lots of things, including separation between people. And so when two enemies happened to meet under an oak tree with mistletoe hanging above them, they took it as a sign from God that they should drop their weapons and be reconciled. They would drop their animosities and embrace one another under the mistletoe. When missionaries moved into Northern Europe, they saw this mistletoe custom as a perfect symbol of what happened to the world at Christmas. At Christmas, a new age dawned. It was a time of peace, a time of healing, a time of reconciliation, a time for embracing one another, especially those different from us. If we want to have lasting, meaningful peace, we need to live in the spirit of love in all the relationships in our life. Now, this doesn't mean placing ourselves in abusive situations. It doesn't mean accepting hurtful, harmful, wrong behaviors. But it does mean dropping our pride and resentment and grudges, and whenever possible, offering an extension of peace. It means speaking up for those who are left out or put down or abused, and not only speaking out, but taking actions for justice and equality. It means seeking to build people up, not tear them down, even if they aren't our favorite person in the world. That's what mistletoe is about, and that's what Christmas is about. God came to us in the Christ child so we might be set right with ourselves, set right with other people, and set right with God. Christmas gives us peace with God. Actually, I probably should have started our discussion of peace with God, because that's the starting place. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus Christ came into the world to set us right with God, to save us and to bring us back to God, to show us what it looks like to be in right relationship with God and others. Have you heard the old story about an elderly couple who were out for a drive? They were listening to beautiful Christmas music as the man drove the car through the busy streets. As they listened to the beautiful music, the wife became nostalgic, and she said, "Herbert, do you remember how when we were younger, we used to sit so close together as we drove along the streets? It was so wonderful back then. What happened?" "I don't know about that," said Herbert. "All I know is that I haven't moved." Christmas comes around every year to remind us that God has not moved away from us. If we are feeling a distance from God, we are the ones who moved. We are the ones who drift from God. But God is always there for us. That never changes, no matter what. Peace with God is about understanding that no matter what happens in life, God is with us. Nothing can happen that God and we can't manage together. Nothing will ever be able to separate you and me and all of us together from God's love. Did you know that the Hebrew word for peace is shalom? Shalom means fullness, completeness, wholeness. One of the titles by which Jesus is known is Prince of Peace. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, talked about this concept of peace in what seems to be contradictory ways. On one occasion, and in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34, he said to his disciples, "Do not think I have come to bring peace on earth. I have come not to bring peace, but a sword." But later on, the last time they ate together, he proclaimed the words in today's scripture reading from the Gospel of John, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." So what is it? No peace or peace? The contradiction is resolved when we realize that for Jesus, peace does not mean the absence of struggle. In fact, sometimes peace requires struggle. requires standing up for what is right, requires fighting against injustice, requires defending the oppressed. Peace doesn't mean the absence of struggle. Instead, peace means the absolute presence of love. And God in Jesus is the absolute presence of love. The peace that comes from God, it is individual and internal, and it is also societal and external. It is a feeling, and it is an action. True peace can only be found when we follow Jesus in ensuring that all people are included and that all people have enough. Jesus teaches us that we can't have peace if we ignore the millions of immigrants and refugees and displaced persons seeking a safe and secure home. Finding appropriate, helpful ways to welcome people, that is what brings peace. Jesus teaches us that we can't have peace when racism and any other form of discrimination prevent people from being fully included and having equal opportunity for all the blessings of life. Peace comes when we treat others, all others, as beloved ones created fully in the image of God. Jesus teaches us that we can't have peace if we treat creation carelessly. Peace comes when we find tangible ways to love and care for all God's gift of creation. Jesus teaches us that we can't have peace when people are hungry and lonely without clothes or a home. We must find ways to make a difference, such as our hat and mitten tree, our Advent baskets, Ruby's pantry, knowing people, sharing our stories, working for affordable housing. The Christmas gift of peace that Jesus brings is that God walks with us, walks with all of us in this world, in the midst of all of life, and offers us the possibility to experience internal peace and to make for external wholeness and completeness and welcome. That's the Christmas gift of shalom. That's the gift of peace that we are to receive and live out. Let us pray. God, we come to you in the midst of this holy season, seeking your gift of Jesus Christ. We ask you to open our hearts to receive this great gift of peace. Help us seek your healing and wholeness and forgiveness so that we might have peace within. Guide us in our relationship with others so that we will find peace with others. Remind us that we are never alone, for you are always with us. As we find peace within, peace with others, and peace with you, may our lives touch others with your presence in such a way that they find love, hope, joy, and peace through us, and that lives and even society is changed because we worship and follow you. We pray this in the coming Savior's name. And all God's people say, Amen.